After moving through the fields of Nebraska Tuesday, it was off to Iowa for the western leg of the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. Crop Scouts moved through the western part of the state before landing in Worthington, Minnesota last night. Chip Flory, the editor of the Pro Farmer newsletter and leader of the western leg of the tour, sums up the trends from the yield surveys that were conducted yesterday.
The biggest trend that stuck out in my mind was west central Iowa. Now, let's not forget that a year ago, west central Iowa burned up. Absolutely got burned to the ground, and we did not see a good corn yield out of western Iowa at all, west central Iowa. This year, dramatically different. Dramatically different. Everybody, all the scouts that came in that went through Crop District 4 in Iowa, were talking about some really good yield potential and obviously a whole lot better than what we saw a year ago. Now, down in the Southwest District, Crop District 7, conditions were really pretty similar, very similar to what we saw a year ago. More similar than I expected after all the early season problems that they had getting that crop in the ground. Those early season problems are probably the thing that when you sit down and throw all the numbers together, that's the factor that will probably keep the Southwest District from equaling what we saw down there a year ago. When you get up into the Northwest District, Crop District 1 in Iowa, again, we had the early season issues, and I think that left the crop just a little vulnerable to some of the hot conditions and dry conditions that we saw up in the northwest part of the state in July. The crop was under stress. Some of that stress showed up. And don't forget, a year ago, we really didn't have a whole lot of stress in most of the northwest district. So as a result, we had a big yield a year ago. It's going to be really, really tough based on what the scouts are telling me. It's going to be very tough for this year's crop to equal a year ago. But it's going to be pretty close, I think.
Flory says the western bean cutworm showed up in northwest Iowa.
It's a western bean cutworm, but it is in corn. And we found a pocket of them. It seems like they were up there in O'Brien County in northwest Iowa. And these guys, you got to watch out for them. They, number one, they're not like an earworm. An earworm, if another guy tries to move in, they eat it and just get rid of it. The big one wins. But with these western bean cutworms, they seem to like company. They don't mind if there's two, three, or even four of those worms on the ears, and they don't just go in through the tip, in through the top of the husk. They'll bore right into the middle of the ear and eat and eat and eat. We had one ear today that had significant western bean cutworm damage, and that son of a gun ate about a quarter of that ear. And you just cannot underestimate the how much damage they can do. Now, when you go out and scout for them, obviously you're looking for the holes right in the middle of the husk. You're looking for damage at the tip of the ear. And think about what you're doing when you open up those husks. You're opening up the ear to all the outside influences. And if you open up the husk, you're going to see some mold damage, especially with all the water that we've got in the western bean cutworm areas now.
Flory is urging producers to scout fields and prioritize which fields should be harvested first.
That point was brought up because of all the wind-blown corn that we're seeing in western Iowa. There's a lot of down corn. It's not like every field is flat or anything like that, but when you drive down the road and you actually get out of the field and back into the car and just make your windshield observations, you get up on top of a hill and you can look out across the fields and look at those side hills. There's a lot of pockets that are wind-blown and laying flat. And those are the fields that are going to have the toughest time standing through this year, especially with as much moisture as we've got. The plant health is good right now, but I'm not confident at all in the root system that we've got on this corn crop in any of western Iowa. I just assume that a producer goes out, and this is from Ken Ferry, the test plot manager for Farm Journal magazine. He recommends that and says, and I believe him, he says you can put more bushels in the bin at the end of the harvest season if you will just go out and do a pre-harvest scouting of your fields and prioritize which fields must be harvested first to keep that corn from hitting the ground. And this year, I think it's going to be critical because of all the down corn and wind-blown corn that we've got.
The Pro Farmer editor says there is good and bad news when it comes to the recent heavy rains in the Midwest, and he says the bad news is cause for concern.
If it quits now, and this excessively wet pattern stops now, we've got time to drain the fields to to firm the ground up before we get into the harvest season and so on. And most importantly, because we do have plant health on both corn and soybeans, generally good, I think that the moisture that we're getting now is going to help add some test weight to the corn. I think it's going to help fill those bean pods and make a bigger bean out there. So that's the plus side of it. But if we go another 2 weeks and we stay in a wet pattern, we're going to get really worried about some late season diseases coming into that into the bean crop, well, and into the corn crop. It could cause some additional stalk lodging, and with the condition of the roots that we've got, I've got to be really concerned that if we stay wet for another 2 weeks up here, we're going to have a lot more down corn than what we do right now.
The eastern leg of the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwestern Crop Tour is scouting eastern and central Iowa today, with yield numbers scheduled for release tonight. That's when they'll come together with the western leg of the tour at Ottumwa, Minnesota. Roger Bernard is the news editor with Pro Farmer and is leading that eastern leg of the tour. Andy Vance of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting was long on the tour. He talks with him about what the scouts are seeing.
Well, we ramped up the third leg of the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour in Iowa City, Iowa. After traversing from Bloomington, Illinois, westbound, crop scouts encountered a lot of different things. Each leg of the tour brings its own tricks and treats. Roger Bernard, news editor with Pro Farmer, is leading the eastern leg of the tour. And Roger, if you will, kind of describe for us your impressions of that westbound trek from Bloomington.
Well, I think, you know, as we headed out, from Bloomington today, we started to get into some really pretty solid corn yield potential out there. Route I was on didn't happen to get anything over 200 bushel, but, some of the scouts definitely found some stuff out there over 200, some even up in the 220 area. Now, that's the kind of thing you'd really think you'd see coming out of the Illini State every year. I think some of the crop districts I went through maybe had a little bit of an edge taken off that crop. And talking to some of the producers, telling me that, look, as we came into this growing season, as we got into the growing season before we hit pollination and stuff, we probably had a spectacular crop out there in Illinois. A little bit of a problem maybe in some of those fields as they move through pollination, a little heat at the wrong time, a little bit of dryness. The dryness question's been answered now, I think, given the amount of mud that we tracked all over the course of things. But those hot temperatures are kind of continuing out there too. We went from being wet to being warm in the Illinois cornfields today. So while that maybe Illinois cornfield isn't a spectacular crop it really could have been, it's still a very solid crop out there. It's a darn good crop. I mean, our yield of 160.35 bushels an acre, that's up 7.4% from a year ago. Again, I think maybe we're kind of reflecting a little bit of the issues maybe that have kind of come on and affected this crop. As USDA looked for a 9% year-over-year increase in that crop. So we didn't find maybe quite as much potential as there was out there August 1.
Soybeans kind of continuing a trend we started in Ohio, and that's lower production than perhaps what might be anticipated in a typical year.
Yeah, I think so. Again, those Illinois bean fields, boy, some of those bean plants, they're coming almost up to your chin, for crying out loud. And that's, but when you walked out in that field, they're all laying down because they've been tangled up by storms and things like that. Not saying that that's going to be a big yield reducer or anything like that, but, it's still something that's going to have to be dealt with more towards harvest time. Our pod count of 1,297.7, down almost 6% from a year ago. USDA was only looking for a 2% decline in that Illini crop on the soybean side this year. I think that reflects the, again, as we saw the negative conditions in Ohio and Indiana, Illinois' crop did face some pressures. I mean, you can't get the pressures on the corn without some of that maybe spilling into those bean fields. And I think, that presented a little bit more of a challenge than we maybe thought for those Illinois beans.
That leads to the question of market impact. And you addressed it a little bit with the producers in attendance. And certainly the producers out in the field were watching those Chicago Board of Trade grain prices shoot higher throughout the session as we were traveling across Illinois.
Right, because, again, we're measuring, less bean yield potential out there than we really expected to. And, we know, when we're looking at reduced soybean acreage this year, you know, we really can't have a lot of nicks to that crop. And when you start taking things out of Ohio, you start taking it out of Indiana, you start taking it out of Illinois, then you're starting to really add up. And with a carryover that's projected to be tight, then you start getting into a little bit of more nervousness in the marketplace, and I think that's what we saw and very well could see, especially as we look at these Illinois numbers coming out of here.
Roger Bernard's news editor for Pro Farmer. I'm Andy Vance.
Our thanks to Andy Vance of the Buckeye Ag Radio Network out of DeGraff, Ohio, and Emery Clevin of the Price Discovery Port in Bellevue, Nebraska. Emery was along on the western leg of the John Deere Midwestern Crop Tour. Andy, as you just heard, of course, was along on the eastern leg.